we deal with rain, ordinary rain, don't worry too much about it. But this just kept on raining and raining and raining. And between places in town here, I think we measured a little over 7 inches. Some neighbors in town measured as much as 11 inches. The brook filled up with gravel where it washed out up above here, gouged out and filled the brook full so that the water come right down across the lawn instead of going down the brook, and then some of it went down the road, and that's why it washed the road. But the cows were fine. They were on high ground here. We had to keep them in one night because the flood had messed up the fencing, and we couldn't just let them out in any place. And it had flooded all over the feed, and the ground was soft. Didn't want to punch it all up, you know, the cow's feet punch it up pretty bad. So we kept them in and fed them Sunday night. And then the water went down enough Monday morning so that we let them back out. And then they had, out here beyond the barn, they had some high ground that they could stand on. And so they didn't bother to go back down into the water. They could have, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. They were intelligent for once. But it was so much easier than it was in 38 for people because they had this good equipment, had excavators and loaders and bulldozers. And then we were very fortunate. There was a group of farmers and neighbors that came the following Saturday, brought tractors and trucks, and helped us clean up where the sand and gravel had washed onto the flat. And I don't know how many hundred yards that we drawed and dumped to get it, but it was just so great to have friends and neighbors that would come and help you.